Right now, we are going to talk pumpkins. Well, not really. We're going to talk about the Kent Pumpkin Run, which is another one of the incredible events that is going on in Kent, seems year-round. And with us this morning on The Breakfast Club, we have none other than Tim Good. Tim, good morning.
Good morning to you, Marshall. How are you?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Good. I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, we just got over the Gilmore Girls weekend, and we're into the next phase of our year's events with the Pumpkin Run, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing exactly what you managed to do down there in Kent with all these events. Now, about the Kent Pumpkin Run, what I really like about it is that when you see pictures of the Kent Pumpkin Run, you can't do anything but feel good. Because, yes, it is a true race, if you want to call it. It is a true run, a five-mile run. But the costumes and the outfits that people wear, when you see it, you just have to, you can't do anything but smile.
No, it's quite amazing. I mean, I would say at least, you know, a good third, half of the people who come to this event in this, you know, sort of chilly weather, they're all dressed in costume. They run the, you know, the running costume. We even have, you know, like a team of six people who run as reindeer one year, a six pack another year. You know, so they just keep on coming, and it's just, you know, it's so moving. We also, you know, sort of represent a Julia's Wings, a foundation, local foundation from Sherman. So yeah, it's just a fun weekend. It's a fun day. It's a great event.
Now, this event is held rain or shine, right?
It is, and we're hoping for a little bit of cooperation this weekend. I know we've got a bit of a nor'easter coming in, but, you know, rain or shine, it doesn't matter.
Well, the nor'easter will be on Saturday, the heaviest part of it, Friday night into Saturday. There will be showers on Sunday,
Correct.
But showers is never going to stop anything from happening in Kent.
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Now, what's
we want everybody to come out and support this. It's all for good causes. So it's a good weekend.
What's great about the weekend, and what's great about exactly what you do down there is that it's hard to believe. But now, tell me the truth. This race has been going on for 42 years.
42 years. Yep, we've had it for 42 years, and we haven't missed a beat.
Unbelievable.
It's just we had one year about 7 or 8 years ago when we had that colossal snowstorm, and I think it was cancelled until the weekend after, but. But generally speaking, and we get, you know, we get over 500, 600 registered, you know, runners, and we're always looking for more, so.
Well, and people can register up until, like, the Friday night before the race, right?
They can, yeah, they can run up until 8, and they can even come on the Sunday and register on the Sunday morning. If they go to the kentpumpkinrun.com, then they can register there, and it's $30 per runner. So anybody, you know, there's a whole vast group of people. That we, you know, from, you know, five, six, seven, 8 years old, right up until, you know, your 70s and 80s. So it's a, you know, it's for everybody, and you know, it's just a great event.
And what I want to point out about this, it's like the Sharon Classic in a way that it, yes, there are walkers and everything like that, and it's a very fun event, but you also really mixed in with this, have people. That are really good runners and 5K runners.
That's right. I mean, you know, you think, you know, we people look for this event. You know, they actually come from, they live in 8 different states around the region, you know, up in the northeast here. And they'll just come every year, and they've been coming, and we get some good record times. You know, Dave Dunleavy, who's the race director, he's been doing it for many, many years, and you know, at a very high standard of running as well. So yes, we get a lot of good quality running in as well. Yes,
and you also give prizes to a lot of different categories. The top 3 prizes in different categories and 8 age groups. Do you also give prizes for costumes?
We do. We have a costume contest as well. We watch for that. So it's right across the board. You know, I mean, it's the serious runners right down to the fun. Costumes, and then the kids as well. They have their own run right at the beginning before the Pumpkin Run starts around the local field in Kent. And, yeah, so it's, you know, And it's also, you know, I've got to tell you, the police and the troopers are just amazing. You know, they look after the route, which goes up through Cobble Road and then back down through the 341 S's and then back into Kent. And it's all well policed and well looked after from a safety point of view as well.
Well, the race goes on from the Kent Green at the Town Hall and winds up there. We're speaking once again right now with Tim Good. We're talking about the Pumpkin Run, which is happening this weekend, this Sunday, as a matter of fact, in Kent, Connecticut. You can register online, kentpumpkinrun.com. You want more information, contact the Kent Chamber of Commerce at 860-592-0061. All right, so now, Tim, you got to tell me. Tell me about this pumpkin soup that's been served for 25 years.
I know. We've had this pumpkin soup in town, and everybody comes for it. And I'm sure that half the runners turn up just to try this pumpkin run. I think they train probably half the year. So thinking one thing, pumpkin run, pumpkin soup that we've been making, and everybody it's delicious. It's served by the local vendors here in town, and there's also a lot of other goodies that we give, food wise and that, to encourage people to come out and on this chilly morning.
Well, like I said, and also, I guess, because I know what happens at the Sharon Classic, it must be with you, especially with 500, with over 500 people registering. You have unique T-shirts each year that go out to the first 500 registers, right?
That's right. I mean, we've been doing that for the 42 years as well. And every year we get a new design. And it's got to the point now where we get people coming, wanting to collect them. And we have collectors of these shirts. So, as you say, it goes out to the first 500 runners. And come down, register, so you can get your T-shirt.
Well, once again, that is the Kent Pumpkin Run, and Sunday is the date. Now, registration times, what time are registration times for people?
I think we'll start opening our doors earlier, about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and they can start registering and then come through. And then, the race sets off at 12 o'clock, so get there early so that we can organize everybody and accommodate everybody.
Well, I drove through Kent last weekend with the Gilmore Girls Festival, and it was unbelievable. And it's obviously going to be unbelievable this Sunday when you have the Pumpkin Run. I just think what you guys and gals do down there by getting people to come to your town with all these different unique events, and they all seem to be just extremely successful.
Yes, we've got a great team behind us. So I'm very proud to be the president of the chamber here. And every year we encourage, we encourage new events. We're always trying to do new different things. And the Gilmore Girls was no different. The Champagne Stroll will be the same as it's been for 5 years. So we're building events and we're building, the area to help not only our town, but also people come through here as a gateway to other towns in the region. So it's all good for everybody.
All right, the Kent Pumpkin Run once again on Sunday. More information at kentpumpkinrun.com and also 860-592-0061. Tim, good luck with it. I'm telling you right now, the bad weather will be a thing of the past. You might have some showers, but it'll be another great day in Kent on Sunday.
I hope so. Thank you, Marshall. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is the Kent Pumpkin Run this Sunday. Once again, kentpumpkinrun.com. Put on by the Kent Chamber of Commerce, 860-592-0061.